Questions 39 through 42 are based on the following talk.
I hope everyone has had a good semester. I know I've thoroughly enjoyed teaching this class. We don't have any political science to cover today. As you probably know from the syllabus, today is devoted to reviewing for the final examination. In a few minutes, we'll get to a question and answer session, but first I'd just like to give you a few hints for your studying. First, except for the Brown and Edwards book on the American court system, you're responsible for everything we've read this term. That textbook was assigned purely for background information. Of course, because we've had a midterm, you'll only be tested on reading and class notes from after the spring break. Therefore, we will cover everything from legislative politics until yesterday's lecture. The final will count as 50% of your grade, with the midterm counting for the other 50%. However, I reserve the right to move your grade one way or the other based on class participation and those biweekly summaries of the reading you've been handing in all semester. So don't give up hope for a good grade if you did poorly on the midterm. There are plenty of chances to make it up. And finally, speaking of makeups, you'd better get to the exam on time because no one will be allowed in late and there won't be any makeup scheduled.
Question number 39. Which of the following would most likely be covered on the exam? Question number 40. What will likely happen immediately following this talk? Question number 41. Which of the following has no role in a student's grade? Question number 42. Which of the following is true about the final exam? Questions 43 through 46 are based on the following advertisement.
We are proud to announce the opening of America's best and most affordable new family condominiums. No longer for just the rich and famous, All American Acres is available to just about everyone. Here's what our vacation-like community includes. 2 championship golf courses, one of which is lighted for nighttime play. 12 all-weather tennis courts, an Olympic-sized pool for you and a smaller kiddie pool for the children. Bike paths, jogging trails, and an indoor fitness center. All of this is available in the mild climate of South Carolina. What's more, you're close to shopping, movies, great schools for the kids, and fantastic restaurants. Want more? You got it. Prices for 2-bedroom, 2-bath models start at just $69,000 with a $99 a month maintenance fee. Best of all, you only need a 10% down payment. We're so sure you'll love our new community that we're offering special Get Acquainted weekend deals with free airfare from several East Coast cities. But please call by July 1st, since after that we can no longer guarantee our fabulous prices. Call now for more information. Even the telephone call is free.
Question number 43. What is the advertisement offering? Question number 44. Which of the following is not mentioned by the announcer? Question number 45. At what price is the property offered? Question number 46. What is the weather like in South Carolina? Questions 47 through 50 are based on the following talk.
Developmental psychologists are chiefly interested in childhood and adolescence. There are 4 main theories of child development that are used when researching the behavior of children. First, there are the maturational theorists who believe that the physiological development of the body, especially the nervous system, is the key to developmental changes in behavior. Arnold Gissell is the leading American proponent of this theory. Another theory pioneered by Sigmund Freud is called the psychoanalytic theory, and it holds that children primarily develop through a complex interaction between their own needs and their external environment. The third theory is the learning theory, which relies heavily on the role of reinforcement in both classical and instrumental conditioning. Learning theorists feel that in relation to patterns of reward and punishment, heredity and maturation are relatively unimportant. Lastly, cognitive theorists emphasize the role of the child's natural motivation as the key factor in development. They believe the child is an active, inquisitive solver of problems. Now, let's look at each of these theories in detail.
Question number 47. The best title for this passage is which of the following? Question number 48. Why is Sigmund Freud mentioned? Question number 49. In what class would this lecture most likely be given? Question number 50. What will the author most likely discuss next?